On the line this afternoon is Raph Delvecchio, Director of Police Bank, Assistant Secretary of the Police Association, and former longtime Director of Police Legacy. Raph will be riding in the 2019 Police Legacy Ride of Remembrance from Sydney to Canberra. Good afternoon, Raph. How are you?
Well, thanks, Darren. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
It's great. Can you tell us a bit more about Police Legacy?
Yeah, Police Legacy is the charity for the New South Wales Police Force. Darren, policing is a dangerous occupation and sometimes things go wrong. This is where Police Legacy steps in, whether it be providing financial or emotional support to ex-cops or current cops. It's a family, and it's important that as a police family we look after each other. So whether it's providing scholarships, education grants for legatees, to just simple welfare checks for officers who might be struggling, just a holistic welfare offering for police.
Just what can be the worst that happens to a police officer in the line of duty?
Tragedy. Tragically, people are sometimes killed on duty, which was the worst. And we see that from time to time, unfortunately.
And so Police Legacy is there to help out in every situation with the police family, as you say?
Absolutely.
Well, tell us more about the Ride of Remembrance then.
Well, it's a fundraiser. So about 100 riders of varying abilities set off to Canberra tomorrow morning. We start at the Domain and we finish at the Police Wall of Remembrance in Canberra where a solemn ceremony takes place on Sunday afternoon. It's being a cyclist, having participated in four of them now, I safely say it's the highlight of my year. It is a brilliant event.
So how far is the ride? 300 kilometres, I hear? That's quite a fair distance.
300 kilometres over 3 days. It's challenging, but we all seem to get through it.
And I'm a cyclist myself, as you know, and apparently this is mostly uphill, even though that's probably a bit of downhill there. But how challenging is the ride, since you have done it before? Tell us.
There's a couple of tricky bits going into Mittagong and then into Goulburn at the end of the day. Thankfully, the third day is probably the easiest going down. It's mainly downhill going into Canberra. Look, you certainly need to have a level of ability, but just like the police family itself, we get each other through, whether it's a kind word or maybe even a little push up the hill or waiting for each other, we all get through it.
And so as we know, as a cyclist myself, if the wind's in the right direction, that's good. If not, you're tucking behind the rider in front of you, no doubt.
Yeah, it's handy to know those cycling tips and knowing where to position yourself during the difficult times. That's right.
So you're part of the police family. Why do you ride?
I guess, like most police or ex-police, Darren, it's personal. If you've been around policing long enough, you would have been touched by tragedy. I went to school and served with someone who left us a few years ago, and I ride to honour his service, his memory, and importantly to ensure that his family are never forgotten or left behind. It's funny when you're sitting in a peloton and you're side by side with someone and you just get chatting, and everybody has a story, everybody has a reason for doing it. It's personal, it's cathartic. It's enlightening, and more importantly, we're raising some funds to ensure that an incredibly important and worthwhile charity can continue to do the important work that they need to do.
So that is the important part that we talked about before, that Police Legacy is a charity, and this is one of their major fundraisers, as I know. How can the general public, those listening to us this afternoon, how can they help?
Well, they can donate. If you go to the fundraising page of Police Remembrance Bike Ride, certainly can donate, or even just lending support. But it's important. I tell you what really is important, is great for me, that whilst it is predominantly a ride for police, some friends of ours or come along the ride, and their whole view and stance on police changes by virtue of being a part of these 3 days. And they see police in a different light. They get to see the human side of police and get to hear anecdotes as to what happens in police officers' daily lives. And that is the shifting of attitudes and the realization that police are humans. Police have homes and families to go home to and every night, and things sometimes